What's the one thing that's disappointing, and we spoke to the players about it really from day one, is, you know, what's been hurting us for a long period of time has been the turnover ratio. And, you know, when you give up three turnovers, you know, obviously close in the red zone or in your side of the 50, and really you're giving them 21 points, and then you have a personal foul, which leads to another touchdown, it's very difficult to overcome those things and win games. So, you know, for us, you know, I told the team, you know, we are not going to be that football team. And whatever we have to do as coaches and as players to make sure that we don't do that, that's what we need to do, because history has shown, if we learn one thing, that's the one way that we don't give ourselves a chance. And if we give this football team a chance, then they'll have the opportunity to win some games.
How do you balance the significance of a preseason game, which in many ways means nothing, the season's about to start, but all the things you just said, culture, trying to change what the team's about, how do you...
Yeah, I'm a little bit of the opposite, Tim. You know, like, I think everything means something, you know, and I think that you have to... I think it's easy to stand up here and, you know, when things go well, I could promote it, you know, to the people in front of me and say, hey, this is what we're doing really well. And I think when things don't go well, it's very easy for me to turn around and say, you know, well, it's just a preseason. And I think it's the opposite, too. I think when things go well, you can turn around and say, well, it's just a preseason. And when things don't turn around, things don't go well, you can turn around and say, oof, are you nervous about this? So I think for me, honestly, and it's the truth, I take everything in. You know, I look to see the individuals. I look to see how they play. You know, I'm big on, you know, when we're out on that field and we have the Bills helmet and the Buffalo Bills uniform on, you know, that's who we represent, you know, and it's our responsibility of who we put on that field, and we put people on that field that we believe that can get it done.
You took Matt out early. What was, you know, just what were you thinking there?
I think it's the same thing, just struggling a little bit, you know, again, but, you know, in fairness to both those guys, I mean, they've been here for about 48 hours, you know, or 72 hours. I think they were thrown into a very difficult situation, but at the same thing, you know, you can sit here and you say, hey, you know what, it may not be fair, you know, but for us, we had to put those guys in there and give them reps and try to find out, you know, what both those guys are about with the potential of making our team, you know, based on a couple of things, you know, that we're waiting to hear from, you know, the medical staff, you know, with our players. And it's the same thing. You know, when you go into it, this is our first year. This is my first year, obviously, and the coaches around the players. And what was important for me in this game, you know, I have a responsibility to make sure that, you know, I communicate with Doug Whaley and Russ about, you know, where the players are and how do we see them and how do we rank them. And at the end of the day, you know, with some of the depth that we've had on this team, you know, I didn't have what I felt enough information to really feel good about it, and it's my responsibility to do that. And the only way to figure it out is to play them. And we played a bunch of guys tonight, and you know, some guys, you know, we're going to go back and watch the film again. But you know, I'm sure that some guys stepped up. I thought that, you know, like Marcus Doughton did some nice things out there, and then, you know, some other guys, you know, we got to go back and look at the tape and see if they've held their part of the bargain.
Doug, how difficult does it make it to evaluate both Thad and Matt, you know, given the situation we were thrown into when you made those final cuts and decisions?
I think I really want to stick with what I said before, is that it's not a great situation, but it is an opportunity. Now, how fair it may be and how fair it may not be, the situation has dictated it. So that's probably just about it. I mean, you know, we'd like to say, hey, we would love to have had him for a couple more days and helped him out. Sure. That's one of the things. But that's not how everything played out with the injuries.
EJ was on the field beforehand. Do you have an up-down pike?
Sure. I'm going to stick with what I said before. You know, I really feel good. And I think that, you know, if he's back by Wednesday – of this week, he'll have an opportunity depending how he looks on Wednesday. And if he's not back by Wednesday, then, you know, I'm not going to look to play him in the first game. All indications, we're going to know probably day by day how it's coming. But right now, I don't want to give the wrong impression. If I say, hey, I feel good about it, and then everyone's like, hey, the coach feels good. He's going to be ready to go on Wednesday. But everything right now is progressing well. And tomorrow will be a big day for him out there. And then there's a day off for us. And the following day, that Sunday, will be, I'm thinking about Thursday. Tomorrow we come in. Saturday we're off. Sunday will be a big day. Monday will be a big day. And then I think then is the day off for the players. And I think by Wednesday we'll have a good feel of exactly where we are. And I don't mean to be I really think that's the truth, because it's going to come down to, you know, the doctor and EJ, you know, him working out and how they see it. Now, I will tell you that he's throwing the ball, moving-wise. So and we're just working as hard as we can.
Ted Lewis, coach, I mean, he ran around, made a few plays, got a couple first downs with his feet, and then, you know, the big pass to Marcus. What do you think about him just in terms of the first viewing, not the film viewing yet?
Yeah, I think that he did make some plays with his feet. I think that, you know, there was a couple of deep balls, one just, you know, a little bit that we might have gotten. It was a good job on a slant that we dropped by him. And then obviously Marcus made and that's the one thing I've admired about Marcus. Marcus has really done a lot of good things in camp. You know, we missed a slant on the fourth down, which is a big play. But I tell you what, I give him credit. You know, he comes back and he makes the big play on the go, you know, for the touchdown. So, and I think that's what you're looking for in players. In other words, you know, when adversity hits and you don't make a play, what do? Do you come, you know you got to come back and make one, and he did. But as far as Lewis, you know, I think a lot of that depends on how we move forward, you know, here with our quarterback situation.
Update us on the injuries, Doug.
Yeah, Doug doesn't look good. It's a knee. I don't know, but I'm thinking without hearing it, without it being evaluated, that it's probably major. Does that make sense? Without having it officially deemed that.
Goodwin's
fine. You know, Goodwin, he just got a little scratch. But it's not anything where it's like, you know, blood vessels were broken or anything. You know, he'll be fine. He got scratched in his eye.
Brad Smith
is ribs. So I think, you know, again, they'll take some x-rays and they'll see that. And, you know, if it's a contusion, you know, if it's just a hit and it's bruised, then obviously that's less. But if it's broken, you know, usually, here I go becoming a doctor. You know, usually if it's broken, it's usually a couple of weeks.
What position are you in with your wide receivers, given that they didn't have – necessarily quality passes today, or, you know, the,
right,
with dealing with the quarterback, you know, you say you don't want to call things fair or unfair,
yeah,
but it's a big competition. These guys coming into this fighting for their lives, their careers, and
exactly,
and
yeah,
with 8 minutes to go, yeah, your receivers had three catches for 12 yards.
Right, and I think that's tough. I think that, you know, right now I feel very, you know, I feel very comfortable with five or six of those players right now. And I think it's like I said, I think, you know, Tim, you're going to look at the game and you're going to say, okay, here's this game. I think there's a body of work for people, and it's been tough for them. I do agree with that. You know, Kevin, you know, being hurt, and then Jeff being in there, and obviously EJ being in there, and then bringing in two other guys. But my point on that is I'd probably weigh a little bit more on what they've done in the past than what they've done, you know, in just today. In evaluating. But, you know, I feel good about that position, and I think that, you know, we put the right guy out there. I think those guys can make some things happen.
Doug, how about your corners with Stephon out and you held the Otis out tonight? You got a chance to get a good long look at TJ and Cresden. Just how do you, similar to a wide receiver, how do you see that position shaping up?
Well, I think we got to do a better job in press. I mean, again, you know, we've got to be up there and contend more of those passes, you know, that they're doing. And, you know, we've got to put them in a position that, you know, they can get the job done. I think that, you know, we do have a lot of tape now with them out there. We'll be able to look at that. You know, obviously we wanted to look at both of those players to make a decision, you know what I'm saying, on where both of them were at. And obviously we rested Justin Rogers. I shouldn't say rest. We didn't rest Justin Rogers. We wanted to make sure we knew where those other two players were.
Coach, you've talked to us before about, you know, the penalties you can understand and the ones that are inexcusable. I mean, through this course of the preseason, I mean, in reviewing the ones that you've had a chance to review,
sure,
where do more of them fall to this point?
Well, I mean, they fall on us. I mean, to sit here and make excuses, I mean, you can't have those penalties. Again, I think that, you know, I look to who gets those penalties, when they get those penalties, and how they get them, you know. And right now, you know, today, you know, Doug Legursky had one in the red zone that obviously is not acceptable for anyone to have. You know, Keith Pugh had two, okay. You know, we grabbed the face mask on the other. And I think that, you know, those things going on. Outside of this game, the other games, the penalties weren't too far, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, what they were against each other. But this one, I believe Detroit might have had two penalties for X amount of yards, and we had nine. And that you can't do. And I think that's where I look at penalties. Like, if, you know, if we have six and they have six, we have seven and they have seven, yes, we don't want them, obviously. But you can see how the game's being called. But when you get a disparity of the other, you know, the other team had two and you had nine, then that's a problem.
Coach, this kind of been a theme throughout the preseason. I think it was 30 offensive penalties in the first three games, which is second most, and you touched on it extensively. But how do you get this team, young, a lot of new faces, to kind of finally get together before the season starts and avoid those errors?
Well, I think it goes back to the same thing. I think you're playing multiple people, you know, and – you know, sometimes you play, there's some people that really can't do what you're asking them to do. You put them on the field to see if they can do it, meaning that if they can't run their feet and they have to drag someone down, you know, their concentration level is not acceptable. And I think what happens is when you get down to 53, you take that into consideration because, you know, they're hurting the whole entire team. So, you know, you're going to have to make moves. I mean, you're evaluated on if you have penalties. And we keep that during the week on all the players. You know, we have officials at every practice. And I think that's part of the evaluation. You know, if you put a player out there and he's making plays and getting penalties, then you got to outweigh, you know, how does this player help our football team?
Was Jarris Bird on the sidelines today?
No. What you're talking about Jarris Bird? Yeah, Jarris Bird same type of situation like Mario, his foot was sore. So we wanted to make sure that we sent him down to Dr. Anderson. So he went down to Dr. Anderson so Dr. Anderson could look at the soreness he's having in his foot.
Is that a concern with the opener?
I just think it's not a concern yet until Dr. Anderson says something.
So that's a second opinion on the foot?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's probably the best way to explain it. You know, we sent him down there.
Can we adapt overall?
I am.
Does this mean you look long and hard at teams cutting guys late?
I think every team will. I don't think we're any different. I think that I think you're always looking to upgrade your roster. I think you have, and it's not a secret in this league, I think you have two opportunities, two of the better opportunities are obviously one being the draft, you know, and two this time of year, you know, to upgrade your roster and get the best players you can.